particularly harshly on Homs, which has become an opposition stronghold. 11 people were killed there today, according to activists. Arwa has crossed into Syria. We're not going to say exactly where she is for her own safety and the safety of her team. I spoke with her just a short time ago. Arwa, opposition groups are reporting that at least 30 people have been killed today in Syria. What are you seeing on the ground?
Well, we're basically in a safe house whose location we cannot disclose. And there has been a nonstop flow of traffic here from members of the Free Syrian Army who have just defected. We are also in this location at the scene of what is a medical clinic. However, because area that we're in is effectively under siege, as are many of the other areas around it, a lot of those in need of medical treatment have not been able to reach this particular location.
What's the level of organization that you're seeing in among opposition forces?
There is a fairly impressive amount of organization. At this level, the Free Syrian Army units on the village-to-village, town-to-town level appear to be fairly well-organized. They are, of course, lacking in weapons. They can't really conduct offensive operations. And then the activists themselves are incredibly well-organized, whether it's trying to disseminate information, get information around. There is a constant flow of information.
There have been increasing reports of weapons being sent into Syria from a lot of different groups, a lot of different countries. Allegations by the regime that Al-Qaeda is behind some of the suicide bombings. Is there any truth to that?
You do see weapons, and the largest weapon we've seen has frankly been an AK-47, and after that a rocket-propelled grenade, really no match for what the government has at its disposal. Yes. People say there's been a very slow trickle of weapons coming across various borders, but it really isn't going to be putting the opposition fighters in a sort of military stance. And what we keep hearing reiterated to us time and time again is that the opposition, the fighters even themselves, do not want to and did not want to have to pick up weapons, but it has been the regime's brutality that has forced them into this position. And when it comes to the issue of Al-Qaeda, look, even the U.S. has said that they believe that some sort of Al-Qaeda-linked group is perhaps behind the mass bombings in Damascus, behind the bombing that just took place in Aleppo. But they also do believe that this is simply because Al-Qaeda, being the network that it is one that is fully capable of exploiting the kind of security vacuum that exists here. But it is in no way, shape, or form directly tied to the opposition itself, which does remain, by and large, a peaceful movement.